This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, all family. This is Super Producer Isaac checking in once again before the episode. Just a reminder, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, we have switched the first two episodes of this month. And so there will be some references to this being the first episode of February. However, it is not, obviously. I trust you guys to be intelligent and smart enough to figure that out. All right, here's the episode.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we are drafting Places to Hide a Body with our guest, the stand-up comedian, writer, just wonderful all-around person, Rosebud Baker. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and with me, as always, are my good friends, Sean Jordan and David Borey. Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the very first episode of February, where for the entire month, we are going to be drafting with guests who we have never had on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Jewish guests.
Is that not February? Exclusively. Rosebud, you're Jewish, right?
Sure, for this podcast, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, perfect.
Can I be Jewish for a minute?
No.
For a couple hours?
No.
You won't have me, huh? I'm not welcome?
No. You won't have me.
Oh, you guys were nicer than that.
Yeah, we weren't.
We won't have it.
We got enough bad PR right now, Sean. We don't need you.
I'll stay Irish then. Oh, what would I do to your PR besides say it was dope all the time? I'm happy, brother.
All right. You can be Jewish.
Thank
you. You just have to ask three times.
Shalom. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's nice of you.
It's February. It's February. Rosebud, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
I'll get right into the intro. Well, no, first of all, we were talking about you are 3 months removed from having a baby. Three and a half now
yes.
At this point.
Yes. 3 months removed is a nice way to put it.
I was going
to
say,
it feels like you gave it up for adoption.
She's been inserted, right?
That's like the nicest way to say I have postpartum depression. That's like a nice way to put it. Which I don't think I do, but, you know, just toss up.
Mom was removed the first 3 months after I was born. It was
right.
It was a bummer.
Like she was there, but she just wasn't there. You know what I mean?
3 months removed from having a child.
Yeah, because then it's over, right? You have the child and then 3 months out, you're
and
fine.
You're done.
All the work is done. Yeah.
Yada, yada, graduation.
Absolutely.
You put out food and water. You make a big enough, you know, cardboard box and throw some pillows in there.
Because they like a box, right? They like the walls around them. Or they think of cats.
Yeah.
The cats are babies.
You're thinking of inmates, I think.
Inmates, right. Yeah.
I don't know if like is the word
on
that.
Yeah, they don't like it. I don't want to say it.
Sean's a hardcore conservative, just in case he's like far, far right.
Oh, good. That's why I got booked on this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And this baby came from a man and a woman, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
As God intended.
There we go.
Thank you. There we go.
I shouldn't start like this.
No, let's start.
Let's build up to it.
Yeah.
It's fun talking to a brand new parent because I like these guys gave me so much shit because all I did was kvetch to use the vernacular.
That's not
the
what
vernacular.
Happened, bro. We didn't give you shit and thank you for using kvetch.
Oh, easy to backpedal. Everybody go back and listen about 200 episodes ago, 150, and see what these dudes were doing.
I was thinking you talking about your vasectomy.
I was sick of hearing that vasectomy
talk. It's funny you should bring up a vasectomy. I left my cape at home, but I did get a vasectomy too. So yeah, I'm out here.
Great. See, I feel like vasectomy people are worse about talking about their vasectomies people are about kids.
Yes.
We definitely
big
are.
Big time.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of talking about your kid in a way. It's talking about your
vasectomy. They seem more proud of the vasectomy every time. Even when they have kids, they seem more proud of the vasectomy.
Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. That's the hell
we're
living in.
You're not
going
to hear me rebut on this. You have a point. This is a very valid and fair point.
Every episode he was discussing his elective nut surgery, and it was just over and over and over again.
It's called a vasectomy, but yeah.
And nobody ever talks about my selective nut surgery, and that fucking hurts.
They didn't have room for all those. Yeah
they had to trim down.
That's good for you. Congratulations, David, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a hero, but I don't know.
I just had it smoothed out.
Oh, Botox.
You got the wrinkles taken out?
Yeah. Kind of a Botox. So it looks like a Louis Vuitton bag. I had a Louis Vuitton logo. Yeah.
I'm glad your nuts always look surprised.
It's also not one of the like flashier Louis Vuitton. It's more of like the quiet luxury sort of look where it's like, if you know, you know. It's one of the
you can kind of see yourself in it a little bit.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not like a big, bright Louis Vuitton print.
Like a basketball court.
Right, it's a basket. Yeah,
I love that.
That's right. Yeah.
Love
thank
that.
You. Thank you very much. Sean Jordan is here. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on Instagram. Sean got a vasectomy.
I didn't bring it up.
See you do stand up comedy.
You can hear a whole bit about that if you go to Comedy Central's latest season of featuring. I'll tell you that.
Wow.
I think March 21st will be in at the Egyptian Theater in Boise. I think that's probably the only thing. Also, come to High Note Comedy. Last Thursday of every month, High Note Comedy in Portland, Oregon. Shane Brennan and I never say it, but we have Tom Takkar this month.
I'll tell you where we're going to be tonight is the Desert Ridge Improv, the three of us.
Wait, no. This comes out in February.
February.
What a dipshit. Then yes, we do have Tom Takkar at the end of the month, but yes, come to Phoenix tonight as well. SeanJordanComedy.com. I digress. Yeah.
February. I like this.
Mm-hmm. February.
It's new name. Thank
you. You're kicking it off for us. We're very excited to have you.
Oh, hell yeah.
No press.
Okay. Well, I feel it already.
Lots of pressure.
I didn't feel it until you said no press, but now I'm actually racked with nerves.
I mean, yeah. I know that you're a clutch player, so I wanted that for you. I feel like this was a motivational tactic.
You'd do better when the heat's up.
Yeah. It's not your responsibility that HeadGum, the network, called us and said, hey, you guys are on thin ice. You really need this February month of podcast to hit.
Yeah, I believe game changer was the term they used.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
They said sink or swim, last ditch effort. They took a picture of Sean's kid, tore it in half, kind of like Sinead O'Connor with the Pope. So,
let's call a comic whose brain cells have melted from having a child and we'll have her. Great. Yeah, that's cool. I love to perform under pressure. I love it.
Honestly, we're tanking this thing. We're selling it for insurance money. Yeah. Don't even worry about it.
This
whole shit's a fucking ruse.
Light a match,
Sean,
baby.
Sean, do you want to say Jewish lightning during the...
Do I? I don't know. I haven't Jewish very long. Is that something we say?
You can. You can try. Try
no,
it out.
I think
a good rule of thumb... Anytime you join a group is to not say words that you think only they can say for the first month.
Yes.
Like 30 days, maybe don't try the spicy stuff.
Yeah. I just said I tried kvetch out earlier and that seemed to float. So I'm okay.
That was great. It sounded very natural coming out of your lips.
Thank you.
David Borey, Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Where can people see you do stand-up comedy?
Don't ever come see me do stand-up comedy. Watch Royal Cracker Season 2 on HBO Max or Adult Swim. Wait, when is this?
This comes out February 1st. February 1st.
Fuck!
People should come see you tonight at the Desert Ridge Improv.
Yeah, come see me at the Desert Ridge Improv. Come see these new bits I've been working that, quite honestly, didn't work in Cleveland last weekend. But who knows? I got a cruise ship in Seattle to tighten them up before this happens. I'm so happy.
It's going to be great. Come see those bits tonight.
Yeah, they'll be
and
good.
The live a live podcast, us doing stand up. It's gonna be great.
It is gonna be dope, dude. It's I don't know. That shit in DC was fire. I had a great time, so I'm excited that to see for the guys in February.
DC and Phoenix, slightly different demographics, but I believe in Phoenix.
Yeah,
I believe in it. Rosebud Baker is here at Rosebud Baker on Instagram, not on Twitter. Is that right?
No, I left.
Hell
left.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
David did too.
David too.
Yeah.
I really admire that.
I said, forget it.
Now you're on Threads though, right?
Yes, I am on Threads. Yeah, I actually
big
am.
Big on Threads.
Yeah, huge on Threads. All my dates can be found on my website, rosebudbaker.com. But I'm not announcing a tour until later this year. So
awesome.
You could just follow me on Instagram.
That's yeah. good.
Follow you on Instagram. That's
yeah,
best.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it clean.
You were just on a verified on Netflix?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Life and Beth?
Yeah. Life and Beth on Hulu. I'm on verified stand-up on Netflix that is streaming now. And you can see my special on Comedy Central's YouTube. It's called Whiskey Fist.
Fantastic, well, man.
Now I want to be Irish again. They said Whiskey Fist. It gets me going. I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be an Irish Jew.
Yeah, yeah, I can be an Irish
or
Jew.
Or I don't know the rules, hey. Ian. Is that, can they, do they do that?
I don't know how many Irish Jews there are. There's got to be one guy holding it down.
I want to hear how that guy talks.
I could be Jewish.
I don't know if I've met one Irish Jew in my life. I don't know if I've, it feels wrong for me to say Jew. I don't think
it doesn't feel right. I don't like
saying an Irish, saying he's an Irish Jew does feel problematic.
Yeah.
But like yeah, one it on the island,
like, that would be a, that like, would be very
I want
exciting
to hear a person talk who seeped in both those cultures.
Lots yes. of Judaism and Italian crossover in New York, but the Irish who were there as well didn't seem to get into the. You know, the Italians seemed to be the middle circle of the Venn diagram of the New York of like New York white immigrants.
This is
Jews,
getting complicated.
Irish,
yeah, I was
Italian man, I was, in the middle.
No, let's talk about their breeding habits. This is getting good early on. Let's get it out.
Which of those groups do you think is the most secretive and sneaky?
Okay, you almost got me.
Yeah, you want to take a second before you answer sometimes.
Yeah.
You
want
to stop and think.
Before you say the Irish.
People can see Whiskey Fists on Comedy Central's YouTube page, and that's available now? People can see that now?
Yes. Yes. Fantastic. That is available now. Yeah.
So many places to enjoy.
Also, you can watch her on This Joker with her man Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Because what a weekend that was.
Wait, is it out?
Did that ever see the light of day?
I think it's on Roku.
It is?
Oh,
I have the
cool.
Roku. Dude, you didn't tell me that. Nobody told me that.
Yeah.
I want to go
nobody
see
was,
it.
I don't know if you've been watching what? Will Smith. There was a lot of other news going
you
on.
You can tell me.
Yeah.
You text me or something. Well,
I forgot
I'm
about
watch it right now.
Yeah. I think now it feels a little bizarre to be like, hey, Will Smith was fostering a bunch of young comics in Vegas.
Now I wish we did it with Jada.
I know.
That would have been the credit.
Oh, Red Table
Honestly,
Talks?
I think that would have kept that whole platform alive. What was the platform it was supposed to be
Quibi.
On?
Quibi.
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 Jada could have saved Quibi for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If Damn. We would have found out that like Will Smith had you in a boxing gym where he was just practicing slapping like up and coming stand up comedians getting ready for the Oscars like that could have been a twist on the series.
Man. Yeah. 2 years, 3 years in advance. Just
yeah.
Just...
yeah.
You gotta get ready. You gotta
Everybody
stay
thought
ready.
That was an impromptu moment. Absolutely not. Will Smith won an Oscar. He approaches a role seriously.
Yeah. There's no impromptu.
Research. No,
no impromptu Will Smith moments.
No, he'd right. slapped comedians with half hours. He'd slapped comedians, you know what I mean? Like all over the map. You know, he was slapping Emo Phillips, I heard, for a while. Like he put the work in.
Emo Phillips slapped him back.
Yeah.
One of my favorite pranks was after that slap, I printed out a photo of the moment and framed it and signed it. Thanks for your support, Will. And I put it in Shay's dressing room at Saturday Night Live.
That's so
funny. That was one of my my most proud pranks, but he did know it was me right away, which is unfortunate.
It's still funny, man.
Yeah, I was like, prankster? It doesn't matter. I do like pranking people, yeah. I'm not a big prankster, but like if one comes to me where I'm like, oh, that's fun, then I'll do it.
I like that.
I always get scared. Even if I text something where it's supposed to be, I get scared like, oh, they're going to think I'm serious for a second. It's going to like wreck a part of their day and then it's going to snowball. I get too in my head about it.
That's the point.
I know, but I get freaked out. I don't want to do that. I'm nervous.
Every time I've done it, I get too
high. I feel like it can't ruin somebody's day for it to be fun. It has to be something where somebody's just like a little confused and you get to like laugh your ass off by yourself,
sure,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only ever been on one prank.
Really?
Yeah, we in high school. He's gonna hate that I told this story. We put Sam Talent in a diaper, and then our friend James Poffel worked at Walmart, and he was like not a cool guy. Like he played football, yeah, white guy with two hoop earrings. You know what I mean? Just very self serious.
Yeah,
and we greased up Sam, and he ran in. And James was working the counter and he picked him up and like shook him and rubbed on him and then ran off. It was a good prank though. It was a very good prank.
Author of Running the Light, prank. Sam Talent?
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good
That's
time.
That's a great prank. That's really good.
Yeah.
I bet Sam felt comfortable in the diaper.
Yeah, he's fine.
I feel like it was more talking him into it than you would have thought.
What was the inseam?
I don't remember. It was big.
Size
though.
40 diaper.
He's big. He's way bigger in high school than he is now. So it was like bigger. Yeah.
Tight ends got
to
bulk up.
It was like when we were trying to start. We tried to start a fraternity. This is a weird time. Not a good time.
Being in high school around the time Jackass was on television was like there were a lot of people
fucked up
just doing the chaos without any of the humor. You know?
I'm still mad at myself. We did the fire in the hole. I walked up to a drive-thru and did the fire in the hole one time with a broken foot. I had a boot on my foot. Yeah, a boot on my foot. And I walked up to the drive-thru window, still found a way to throw a big-ass Diet Coke at this dude that I didn't even get at that McDonald's. And then the older you get, you're like, man, that guy went home and like got in a fight with, like got in an argument with someone and like maybe got divorced over that. You know, that's what I'm saying. I don't like doing that because it makes me like, how did I affect the rest of his day?
You know, you can have pranks that don't have fire.
No, you can't. Well, it wasn't fire. It was a Coke. I didn't light it on fire. I'm not a lunatic. I just threw a huge Coke at the stranger. I'm not crazy, David.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Anyways, what are we doing here?
My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, Ian Carmel on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of those things. Please pre-order my book, T-Shirt Swim Club. Memoir, I gotta perfect this better. Kind of a memoir in 13 essays or so about being fat, growing up fat, losing weight. All that, the way fat people are portrayed in culture, all of those things written by me. And then my little sister, who is a psychologist, comes in after every chapter and tells you what was really going on in each of those chapters.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to write. People are digging it. We've got the galleys out there.
Does she have her little sister? And she comes in, she's like, Ian was being a baby.
Yeah,
absolutely. This never happened. There's a little bit of that.
Everybody out there just letting you know it wasn't that bad for him.
Just one word chapters, cap.
you have a psychologist gaslighting you in your own book. That's amazing. Yeah.
That's it's the great. Prose I want to read.
You got to get a good read, baby.
That is a great idea.
So you can pre-order that now. Pre-orders help a lot. If you go to bookshop.org, it will allow you to do it through one of your local bookstores, which keeps that money in your town rather than going to Amazon. But if you want to pre-order on Amazon, I'm not going to tell you not to do that. I'm not going to be the guy telling you not to do that. Stand-up wise, I will be at Zany's in Chicago on the 18th, but it's sold out. Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate that. Just want to thank you for buying tickets to those shows. March 8th and 9th, Sean Jordan and I will be at Sports Drink in New Orleans, Louisiana. And then I'll
First
be at
time,
the Punchline in San Francisco. First time to New Orleans for you. It's going to be amazing.
Whale bones all weekend.
You're going to drink a hurricane out of a trombone, dude. I think that's what we're going to get
I'm
going.
I'm
going
to drink a lot of stuff
Man,
out of a trombone,
watch out
my
for
friend.
Those hurricanes, though.
Nope.
That shit's a problem every
time. You can have like two of those.
Yeah.
You're all right.
I sure can. I will. Thanks. I appreciate
it. You sure can?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're trying to break into a Manny Fresh set on Magazine Street.
That was Come very specific, David.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Magazine
Manny,
Street.
Pass the mic.
like, Manny Fresh, we have to. Like, was, oh, man.
I'll say I was in the booth again. Manny, I've been in the booth, dude. I get it.
Come see Sean hung over at the Preservation Hall jazz concert.
Sure.
The morning of our show. That's going to be great. But March 8th and 9th, then I'll be at San Francisco, the Punchline the next weekend. And then March 23rd, Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon. March
21st,
Boise, Idaho. Come check out all those shows. But enough about stand-up comedy. It's time to get into our draft topic today. We are talking about places to hide a body. Rosebud, what? This was your idea.
Yeah, get in there, psycho.
Yeah, it was.
What was the
new mother, Rosebud Baker?
Yeah, dude, what's on the mind?
It's not, the two are not connected. I need to be very, very clear for the internet and for the cop.
Well, dude, they're sometimes not I Google. Connected. I started Googling like places too, and I'm like, no, don't make that something you searched for.
I was going to say, this was a real hard one to like.
I didn't want to type it in.
On.
I'm like, no, I don't want it. So these are all off the dome. That's why it's a weird list. Anyway, I interrupted. What?
I actually did Google it and then immediately was like, oh, I already did that. Damn it. Like,
I just read about some dipshit who just did it, got caught.
Yeah.
You got to hide like places to hide a body. You have to Google places to hide a body, LOL.
Yeah,
you know, and then
or just like a bunch of stuff you're not doing. Like, also, like, how do kangaroos have sex? Like,
I did type in where to hide big things, and then it was like your mailbox. And I'm like, that's not a fucking body size. I can fit a body in the mailbox. What am I doing?
Yes.
Where to hide something the size of a body? Something a murderer would never think to Google.
I have to be clear that I only came up with this because I was in Florida, and I feel like all the murders that I watch on TV. Not in real life, happen in Florida.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It feels like a place that a lot of murder happens, right?
For sure.
Feels like it. Yeah.
I mean, the humidity.
Has that much coastline, too.
Yeah. There's the humidity and there's the, and I think probably it's poverty related. I guess I'm making an assumption, but.
Plus, there's manatees. You see a manatee, and you're like, "Well, nothing matters."
Yeah. You're like,
if that's real, then what is like? Then what the fuck is anything?
It'd be so funny if somebody was so inspired by a manatee, they're like, "I'm gonna kill my whole family."
I think that's what it is. Yeah, they're like, "I need to. I have not been living my true life."
Gotta
like
do it.
Can I also then shine? Can I also put up an idea? Did you notice? Yes. And maybe you guys don't feel this way, so I'm curious to see. Do you guys feel like people in Florida are oddly attractive?
I don't.
Adjacent to that, well, you should follow mugshotties on
Instagram.
I'll
back up.
You want to talk about
well,
that?
Well, no, I'm very curious.
I just, every time I go down there, it's like, there's a lot of really hot beach people, and I feel like that many hot people baking under the sun would lead to a lot of crimes of passion.
Are you talking about Miami specifically?
I'm talking even Tampa.
Wow. Never been to either.
I feel like in Florida, you're either an 8 to 10 or a 1 to 3. Nobody's in the middle.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of in between. There's not a lot of in between. That's
right,
true.
Right.
There's not like a girl or guy next door type in Florida.
No,
I don't think you get that.
No.
I don't even think of Miami as Florida. I just don't really connect the two ever in my brain. I always like, oh yeah, Miami's there. But
South American metropolis that happens to exist in our country is how it feels
right.
every time I'm there.
It looks like the Latin Grammys down there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then a little further up the coast, it's the Jewish Grammys. If you go to West Palm Beach, as in grandmothers, because that's like most of my experience in Florida was going to visit my grandparents in Florida. So I was just like, oh, Florida, yeah, it's got great deli and a thriving Jewish community. That's like what I thought of Florida.
And Haitians.
Longest time. And Haitians, yeah.
And a lot of
Haitian nurses. You could get some of the best deli I've ever had has been in Florida just because there's so many like New York expats.
I thought you were going to say it was from Haitians.
From Haitians, dude. The Haitian delis. Bunch of dudes speaking French, making pates. Yeah.
We both just said at the same time like we were high school crushes.
Yeah. So anyway. Okay, bye. I'm gonna run down the hallway like Naruto.
You hang up first, dude. We'd say you hang up, and then we would sit there and like breathe on the phone, and just that was flirting.
And then your mom picks up and she's like, you fucking hang up, you know?
Then she hangs up. You're like, I don't really have a bedtime, but I'm going to go to bed. But it's not my bedtime. I'm just going because I'm tired.
But it's not
my bedtime.
It's not because she called.
I'm cashed out, but it has nothing to do with what my mom just said.
I was playing a lot of massively multiplayer online role-playing games at the time. So most of my flirting happened via text.
Oh, hell
to
yeah.
To other 15-year-old dudes, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretending to be girls.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
You mean Cool Jugs 420 wasn't a girl?
Yeah, that was
Cool Jugs 420, the paladin, the chaotic neutral paladin. We are drafting places to hide a body. The entire state of Florida would be a good answer for that, by the way. Now, the way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Oh,
Rosebud wins. A
natural victory.
Against two papers. Natural a natural win.
Hell
now,
yeah.
Rosebud, as the winner, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's yeah, a great what is question. That?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like stand in line at the bank. How about that? Or like, you know, you got to go through all the line at the like the bank teller. They have all the tape set up. So you go in, you go to the left, and then you go up a little bit. And you go all the way back to the right. You're on the same side for a second. Go up a little bit, all the way back to the left. Go up a little bit, all the way back to the right until you're at the bank teller. That's essentially what it is.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Got
That's
it.
How it goes. We go through five rounds.
The other one I had was a little more convoluted, but I got to like, oh, what is that? So, yeah, that was great. That was nice.
Okay.
Okay. Rosebud, what will the order of the draft be?
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you want to go second?
Hell yeah.
Sean third, Ian fourth.
Perfect. Fantastic.
Sure.
Hot corner.
Great.
Rosebud, you have the first pick in the Places to Hide a Body, All Fantasy Everything Fantasy Draft, and we're going to get to that pick right after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, Already in Progress, the only podcast that has ever existed. This is it. One of the only forms of recorded media. So we really appreciate you rocking with us.
I know the Eagles had an album they put out once, but other than
it's us, it's Hell Freezes Over by the Eagles, and then it's like field recordings of Swamp Sands.
Yeah.
And that's what you can listen to.
And that guy that was watching Mount St. Helens blow up, and he was like 100 yards away.
Oh, it was too close. And then they found the recording.
That I listened to it when we were there. It is gnarly because he's not even, he doesn't sound like I would. I'll tell you that.
How would you sound?
Fucking bummed. He sounds like he's in awe. He's like, it's happening. It's happening. And I'm just like, man, I'd be screaming. I'd be crying. I'd be like,
oh,
more
no.
You'd
be miffed? Rosebud, it's time for your first pick. Where would you hide a body?
Okay, so this is gonna sound pretty heartless, you know, but I've seen a lot of true crime.
We'll get heartless, baby.
And I've thought about it, and I think where John Wayne Gacy went wrong, aside from all the murders.
And you would say the only place he went wrong.
Arguably.
I would say next to all the murdering was that he hid the bodies in the basement of his own house, under his own home.
There we go.
So I would say, and it's heartless, but I think under your mother's home.
Do it.
Wow.
Yeah. That ain't heartless. Great. You think your mom wants you to get caught? That's not heartless at all.
My mom's house for sure came up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's got to be my first pick because it's, you know, it's like, first of all, nobody believes women. So he could be like, my house, it stinks. And everybody's like, shut up, you old
like
lady.
A dead body. Sure.
Take a shower, you old bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's that. And then also, nobody's really like nosing around her home. If anything, they're not going to go, oh, there's a dead body here. They're going to be like, something's wrong with this house. And this poor old lady probably has Alzheimer's and like needs some help. Like they're not going to her going, there's a crime scene here.
Yeah, people would think she died and then they would go do a wellness check. And then when she was alive, they'd be so relieved that they might not even remember to check for the source of the smell.
They probably won't even bring it up. They'll be like, oh, thank God she's alive. And let's not let her know what she smells like.
Man, it stinks in that alive woman's house over there.
Would all of your moms let you bury a body under her house?
Fuck no.
No.
Oh, yeah. Kelly Jordan would go to the mats for sure. Oh,
Sue Carmel will definitely let me do it.
Absolutely.
No
she
way.
No, yes. No way in hell.
This is funny because we're split down the middle because my mom,
she knew, my mom wouldn't even let me go under there if she didn't know what I was doing. I was just under her porch for a few hours. Fucking
true.
No.
I think she might question the ethics, asshole. But if I was like, there's no way out of this for me except burying this body under the house, she'd in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I think my mom would let me do it like that, but she wouldn't even make me feel that bad about it. She would like try to like relieve some of the guilt, or it's like, well, you know, everybody dies eventually anyway, and they probably want that
random person. He should have paid you what he owed you, and if he would have paid you, you wouldn't have had to kill him and bury him under the house. So it's his fault. It's a two-way street, but
she's one of those. If I was a bank robber, she'd be like, and he's robbing pretty nice banks.
Yeah,
like she'd be so excited about it.
He was on TV robbing a bank the other night. You know,
yeah, National.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom would be like, you can't. First of all, she'd be like, why aren't you inside? Like, I'm normally inside. So if I'm not inside, it's suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you out of doors?
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell Kelly Jordan what I'm doing. I'm not just going to go do it. I'd be like, I'm going to go do this. So I wouldn't let her catch me just digging.
I'm not telling
Nanny. You would tell your mom you were going to go kill somebody?
No, I'd tell her I was going to bury the body under the crib. That I wouldn't just go do it. And like, I'd let her know. Be like, I'm out here burying a body.
My mom, she would tell some aunties, some friends.
It was, I'll tell you this.
A couple fucking neighbors. Someone's brother's girlfriend. Like,
my mom would literally call the cops on me. If she, that's how my mom would be like, I'm not doing this. I
She'd
got
be like Johnny Depp and blow, just like snitch you out.
She's like, I got three other kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you
one
this.
One can go down.
Yeah, beat it.
digging a hole to bury a body under the house. I tried to dig a hole to bury a cat in some South Dakota ground, and that had to be like half a foot deep. It is hard to dig a hole.
You gotta have a bobcat, man. You don't do it by hand.
What time of year?
It wasn't winter. It was like, I don't know, May or something. Fucking hard to dig a hole, man.
That's funny. I buried a dog one time, too.
Yeah.
With a bobcat, though.
I buried a cat, but I did it with a shovel. But it was, you know, that loose, loamy Oregon soil.
No, you're just saying you threw a bunch of shovels on top of a dead cat, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that the Oregon soil is probably nicer, more fertile, verdant than what you got in South Dakota.
Sure. Fuck you. And anyway, under your mom's house, I get it. Absolutely.
Excellent pick. David, where are you hiding a body?
Okay, this one's weird. Obviously, there's some recon work.
They're all weird, I bet.
Obviously, there's some recon work that you've got to do. There's some logistics. There's some timing shit. But I would, first place, someone else's grave.
Yeah, I had the cemetery.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get a grave digger on the payroll.
But dig it up to the casket. Just plastic wrap, throw it on top.
Because those bodies aren't in there. They decompose. You get somebody who died in the 60s.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody else's grave.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Have you thought through any of the details of this? I immediately was like, that's such a great idea. And then I started thinking the details and I was like, wait.
You gotta get someone on the payroll.
It's gotta be in my basement for a little bit. And then I get a job at the funeral.
You lucky guy. You're gonna hang out with it for a while.
Or I go to like there's a lot of places where graveyards are that people don't come in general. So I look great. I case out a graveyard for a month or two. I see one where that no one has come to visit at all.
Yeah,
like
one of those
some
in like
sad person or like Renner, a ward of the
Dakota
state or something like that.
Casing a graveyard.
I case it for a month and then I go in late night with my bobcat. Zoop, zoop, put it in there.
You got this dead body at your crib for a month, huh?
If I'm murdering somebody, it's not going to be somebody that somebody like knew I was going to kill. It's going to be like a kill I thought I could get away with.
A thrill kill?
Yeah, it's going to be because I've gotten so rich and so famous and done so many arena tours that I just want to feel something. So I fly to the Florida Keys and I kill a stranger.
Damn. I can't remember where in the context. I think it was somebody, I wasn't on stage, but somebody from stage asked, there was a cop in the room, But the cop said the best, if you do want to not get caught for murder, you just find a stranger and kill them. That's what they said. They're like, we never solved those. You just find
like if you just
someone
find
who
somebody,
you,
like no yep. connection. You just,
zero.
You just ice them.
Somebody just told you that? Somebody was just like,
I think somebody.
I've read that like multiple places.
Pretty sure there was a cop in the crowd and a comic was talking to them. You know, one of those like, hey, what do you do? Crowd work shit. And then the cop said, this is how you get away with murder. If you really want to do it, you just find someone and kill him.
And that's why we need to defund the police. This guy's out here.
Cops, I don't know if he said he was a cop.
He's all drunk. Oh, you want to kill somebody?
Oh, dude, let me tell you how to kill someone.
Guy could have been Huey Lewis for all I know. I don't know if he was a cop for sure. I'm just saying. And I was half popped in the back of the room, I'm guessing. So who's to say?
It's Huey Lewis. You know, I don't think he's hiding the fact that he's Huey Lewis. I'm going to be proud
of that.
You
can't with a hog like that. Biggest one in Hollywood, notoriously. Anyway.
I think that's Milton Berle.
That's true. No, it's Huey Lewis.
Well, Milton
Berle is supposed to be the big.
But I heard he had a.
Listen, whatever. we can debate this all day, but that's not what we're doing.
I heard he had a.
Somebody else's grave. Grave on
that
the
is.
Yeah.
Dead body inception.
Fantastic.
You would have to do something to make sure it didn't stink. Or no, I guess burying it would.
Yeah, bury it.
Yeah, if
that,
I just
right?
put it in like in a plastic tarp and bury it, I don't.
Yeah.
Those things, that'll work. Yeah, you've been to a funeral. They're deep in there.
Yeah. Especially
six
a freshly dug grave if you're just digging that back up and then putting a body in
there. Probably even better. You do it right after somebody got
you
buried.
You do it right
exactly.
after.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The mountain of dirt. There's no grass over it.
Maybe even that night.
That's where the casing comes in handy because if somebody's been recently buried and nobody shows up, like in that month, to visit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody's
coming.
First
of all, what a
grave.
Bummer.
Exactly. Yeah. And let's not forget, there's good graveyards and there's bad graveyards.
For sure.
There's poor people graveyards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then their skeletons can be friends.
They don't have to be scared anymore.
Yeah, they don't have to be scared. They're skeletons.
Would you put some flowers on the grave after you dug them in there?
No. Wow,
just to be cool about it.
No.
You wouldn't and then say
just
something?
Just to be cool
like
about
cool?
it, I killed that guy.
No, that's well, suspicious.
What did he do?
That's suspicious, leaving flowers, I feel like.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to kill the guy. I'm going to bury him. And I'm going to complete. I'm never going to Toledo again.
No, why would you?
You understand? I don't even fly over.
Right.
And you mean Spain, not even Ohio, dude.
Yeah.
You're killing people in Toledo.
Old Toledo.
Old Toledo.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Sean, time for your first pick.
Deep out in the ocean. Out. Just where you can't see land. I mean,
it's a classic for a reason.
Classic.
It's a classic.
Get
for
somebody
a reason.
Out there, put some free weights on them, and just boom. I don't know how anybody would ever find a body ever if it was at the bottom of the ocean. When I was thinking about this, I just don't understand. I know the means to get a boat and like get that far out, but no face, no case. If you dumped a body far enough down in the ocean, they ain't finding it. Somebody who didn't graduate college, obviously, but. I just don't get it.
Well, they don't cover that at college, just to be clear.
They
covered
it's not,
college.
No
I wanted to go to. I'd have graduated if they covered it. I'd have been like, all right, I'm going
to
stick
welcome
around.
Welcome to, here's your dorm. There's a seminar tonight about how to hide a body.
How to like really hide
maybe
a body.
Maybe Duke. Maybe like at Duke.
But I'm saying like out there. I don't know. Just way the fuck out there and make it sink and then it's gone, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
No clothes on it.
For
obviously.
Sure. I mean, it's a classic for a reason. It's like the mob. You always see it in mob stuff, Sopranos, like Rosebud said. Yeah.
Like deep out there, like in the, I don't know. I've never seen the Sopranos. They go that like deep out in the Atlantic and just, they get rid of multiple at the same time. That seems like the move. If you're piling up bodies, you just take one trip a year or something or a month or however
busy
you are.
The issue is how do you get these bodies to the boat, right?
Well, same thing with a graveyard. You got to juice somebody in that you trust.
I think you got to case the boat. Or you can cut it up.
Or you could find a dump truck. See where the dump truck's heading and just throw the body in the dump truck.
And you find a boat. Like you could also have like a homie who has a boat go out to this really far out place a whole bunch for like a month and just
kill
come back
him.
For no reason. Oh. Then you kill him. Now you got two bodies, but you know where to get rid of. No, like have him do this thing for no reason for a long time just to get rid of the suspicion. Because if they do check or whatever, you know, and then one day he goes out like somebody sneaking drugs, like a flight attendant sneaking drugs. They never check their luggage. That same kind of thing with that boat. So one day you just put the body
true?
On the boat. I don't know. I saw it in Blow. I've talked about Blow twice in the last 15
minutes. That
movie
minutes,
where
they were smuggling drugs in the 1970s?
That Johnny Depp movie. I don't know why it's on the brain right now, but it is. So anyway, deep in the ocean.
I bet they check flight attendant in some way. You know what I mean?
They didn't in Blow, Ian. So there.
Yeah, that movie ended before 9/11. It's harder to fly now.
David, 9/11 never happened. So, I mean, what do you guys want to talk about?
I don't like that it's getting dark in that room you're in.
It's going down.
It's getting
Portland,
dark
baby.
Both ways.
The whole city's losing power.
It is. I don't it like is. It.
Sean's talking about 9/11 like an edgy LA stand-up.
Yeah, we're getting in like chiaroscuro lighting.
Yeah.
I tried to, there's a big window right there, but there's no table. So I'm sorry. I'm going to be like two-faced. But
could you give us a lower Dutch angle on you for the rest of the podcast?
I know what a Dutch angle is, but what is it for everybody listening who can't see? Oh, sure. One of these? No, I can't actually. There's too many wires coming out of this shit box. Deep in the ocean.
Okay.
Sean's recording on a desktop computer.
Does anyone ever do that? I never think about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be more fun. You guys would be bigger if I was. It'd be fun to see.
Isaac, do you
bigger.
Have a desktop? Super producer Ice?
I do.
There we are.
Listen to how cheery that was. All this murder. I do.
Let's lighten the mood a little bit. I have a Mac Mini. I have it integrated into my little studio room here.
I saw Mac Mini open for Too Short.
Yeah, he did. To keep myself in better spirits for the rest of this draft, I didn't kill these people. They were just dead already. And I'm just figuring out how
nice.
To get rid of their bodies.
Oh, good.
Why?
Cool. Because he doesn't like to litter.
Okay.
Unless it's in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, that won't cause problems.
No, I'll just wrap them in a big plastic bottle and then it should just go away, right?
Yeah. That's what happens when you litter in the ocean.
If you can't see it, it's gone.
I was just in Florida and they all said that. So
yeah, I bet
you're allowed to litter in the ocean.
Yeah.
Throw all the empty tanning oil, just throw all the bottles in the ocean.
I was actually at the aquarium and they said that's the best way to get rid of your trash.
It's like space. Who knows what's
else in the water?
Yeah.
I'm going to draft. This might be crazy. And I don't know exactly how I'm going to pull it off.
Well, let's.
But I'm going to do the research.
Okay.
I'm going to do the research.
Okay.
I've got a body.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to learn how to embalm in some way or another. And I'm going to hide it at that body's exhibit that tours from town to town.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to put like a helmet on it. I'm going to pose it. I'm going to go in. Right, maybe right when it opens.
You're going to cut it into 64th. So it's like one of those poster things.
You know what I mean? I'm going to dress it up. I'm going to weekend it, Bernie's it, and go to the
that
exhibit.
Was one of my picks was weekend at Bernie's.
But it's going to be dressed up in like all these clothes. And then when I like pull the parka off of it, it's like an exposed nerve system or whatever. And then I'm booking it. And nobody's going to notice. They're going to be like, oh, look at that one. It's rollerblading.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You ever been to one of those?
No,
the body exhibit?
That shit creeps me out so bad. I cannot. I don't like thinking that there's anything under here.
Has anybody ever been to one of those? I've been to two.
Right?
They're fascinating. They're fascinating. It's not morbid to me. It's like it's crazy to see. I know I said it a second ago, but they have a body sectioned out so you can flip through it like the posters at Spencer's, where it's just like, it's crazy to see. They just cut it into
a real human body sectioned out?
A whole human body. Yep. It is bananas.
Yikes.
My mom is like crazy into that shit.
Is it weird that I don't feel any way left or right about it?
Well, it takes away the.
I'm not like
into it. You feel like you're looking at a person. And a lot of it's like you see what a brain looks like. It's not all like just bodies flayed out like it's a funeral open casket or something.
But have you ever like seen somebody like dress a deer or something? Or like dealt with guts or anything?
I sure have. That shit.
Yeah.
It all feels the same to me.
Yeah. I like to think that I'm a flesh bag full of magic. I don't want to know about anything going on inside of there. I hate it.
It's jarring. I don't know. It's so interesting to me, though. Same thing with, like, I used to watch that Trauma Life in the ER show. It's just interesting to me. I don't know why.
Bro, my mom used to play that shit because my mom's a nurse. She used to play it during dinner and, like, leading up right up to dinner.
That's a little much. You're cracking into lasagna and she's just someone getting a gunshot wound.
She's watching these,
like,
surgery shows because she's fascinated by it and rightfully so, you know. But, like, it's like, ooh, it's just...
I'm with Sue Carmel. That does not faze me.
You could eat dinner while watching surgery.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I probably could.
Sometimes I'll be at airports looking at pimple popping videos, eating a Jersey Mike's. I don't give a fuck.
If it was poop surgery, it'd bother me. But
I can't. Pimple popping videos are really actually worse to me than the body's exhibit.
It's fucked. I understand. It's like an extreme anxiety thing.
Yeah, I'll just gag.
Yeah, it makes me barf.
Watching those.
I just look like close. I'm like...
But that's the fucked up part is I'll keep watching them. I'll be gagging, like disgusted, and I keep flipping through them.
It's like spicy chips.
I can watch someone dig a bug out of their ear for like 20 minutes. I just want like the satisfaction of having it be done.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch like people removing like bot flies, like all kinds
of earwax out of the ear. The earwax out of the ear is the fuckest
one. Earwax I can do. Earwax is satisfying.
It looks like chewed up beef jerky, dude. How's that grosser than a surgery?
What's the one where the people have the stuff on their noses and they come in with the hot? No, it's like really like burst vessels or whatever, and they come in with the hot thing and they
like the boil, like lancing a boil or something.
No. It's like they like burn the skin off the nose. I don't know how to explain it. It's gross. My Instagram's fucked because it'll just be like that in them.
Everybody's listening this now
like,
too because
it's like that in them butts. It's like crazy. Yeah. It's really visceral.
Mine is actually very similar to that, just in terms of like it's either someone recovering or having just like, or going into like a horrible life altering surgery, or like girl dad content.
Yeah. And then like all of a sudden in the middle of it, Shane Torres is like, why do they charge the same for everything, bagel?
Yeah.
He's going to love that.
Yes.
Shout out Shane. Good job, bud.
No, Shane is in my algorithm heavy though. I see him a lot.
He's in mine a lot too.
Yeah. Yep.
Mine is dudes who like dress like me and then cats and sandwiches. Not bad.
Mine is, Minus fist fights and skateboarding and shoes. Interesting stuff.
Mob Wife style is taking the internet by storm. Okay.
So yeah, I like that, man. All right. That's also amazing.
Well, the last one that you mentioned, that last story you mentioned, leads perfectly into my next draft.
Well, you don't get to go.
We
got a minute,
it's back
Rosebud
to back.
Baker. It's me.
I don't.
It's a serpentine
it's back
draft.
To back.
I get to go.
I thought
again.
You just did. I thought. Oh,
he
right.
goes back and then it comes back up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You get two. Oh, wait, yeah. You went first, right? You get two.
Oh,
in a row.
I just gave you guys a
back
clue.
You.
All right. But
I wouldn't do you like that.
Some of mine aren't overly concerned with me being caught.
Well, no, I don't worry about it. Don't overly concern yourself with that right now.
All right.
David's going to get caught. They're going to. Taking a bobcat into this cemetery.
Yeah, they already have one. Yeah, I'm gonna hotwire it.
They're gonna be like,
we're
why is that guy in Toledo?
We're all getting caught, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make the front page, baby.
We're all trying to get a Netflix.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna get back on there one way or another.
I'm having a tough time moving tickets.
I'm gonna hide their face on my face and I'm gonna go do stand up.
Okay, so this is, have you seen those, like, it's an aquarium, but it's kind of a cheaper aquarium, and, like, it's the places where they would have those, like, mermaid girls with, like, an air, you know, like, swimming through.
We just saw one at
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a gig that does that at the Newberry in Montana. You put you up at that hotel where they have the mermaids. They don't seem happy.
So I'm dressing the body up like a pirate and dropping it into one of those aquariums.
That pirate looks disgusting.
Perfect.
That pirate's skin is falling up. Like,
there's
yeah.
no point, like, you know, if people work there for a long time, they're going to notice this body decomposing or whatever, and maybe the fish eating it. But by that time, I'm long gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm long gone. That. And eventually it ends up, maybe it starts as a skeleton. Maybe I'm just trying to get rid of the skeleton because I like use the acid in the bathtub, all that stuff, but I got to get rid of the skeleton somehow. Bam, skeleton dressed like a pirate in a kind of a cheap aquarium.
Perfect.
I like it.
Yeah.
I kind of think, part of me thinks, even if the aquarium knows that that's not supposed to be there, they're so charmed by it that they're like, let's not ask questions that we don't want the answers to.
You're trying to get away with murder on charm?
Yeah.
I guess when I say that loud, that is not that crazy. I think a lot of people do.
There's
a
lot of people that have. Yeah.
I take that back. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to charm my way through.
Most of them. The successful ones anyway.
Yeah. So there's just a pirate in this aquarium all of a sudden. Anyone working there doesn't care enough to notice it or not, I think, anyway. So that's where I'm getting rid of this body.
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, dude. I like it. I'm in. I got some wild shit too. Now, I'm not sure if this is what you said, Rosebud. And I'll make a different pick if not. But can I say in the cement foundation of like a brand new office building?
I mean,
or is that too close?
I feel like
to
you're doing mafia classics.
Well, because they make a ton of sense.
Not in
a bad
way.
I'll bounce on the handlebars a little bit with the later picks, but just in like honestly, maybe I was too serious about it. But if I was honestly in the corner and I had to do this, these are the two things that I would really want to get done. I'd be like, this is the best way to make sure that it doesn't get found. So I guess I gotta have a contractor who gets a good job. And then, you know, they let me know when they're going to build like the biggest building. And then you just put them right in the foundation when they pour it, like Lethal Weapon 3. They did it to that guy.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah.
This is another, it's another classic, another mob classic.
It is. I feel like a soup can. Am I being a dork here? I'll do better ones in a second.
By the way, you say soup can.
I think it's fair.
Yeah. Soup cans are full of soup, dude. People love soup.
I don't want anyone to think I'm serious. To me, these were glaringly, I was like, well, if I did want to get rid of it, these are the first two things I would do. And then I'll start getting silly, but yes. So if I ever.
The trick is the timing on this one.
You gotta
be someone who like knows, you have to know somebody making a building when they're pouring the cement, right?
I know people at the top. So in this, let's say this is a, I know I said I wasn't going to kill anyone. This is someone I've been wanting to kill for a while. So I'm just waiting to kill him until I know there's going to be a dope building that they're going to construct in downtown. And then as soon as that happens, I'm like, all right,
he's dead.
How am I going to kill him? Blow dart to the neck. They pass out. Right. No pain, but they saw me before they died. And then
how do you know the people building this building?
Oh, I know people at the top. I wouldn't worry about all that. Yeah.
Top of what?
I know who I know. Oh, it's no, at the very top. At the top of the very top. So the creme de la creme, some say.
What are you talking about? Joe Biden?
If I knew Joe, I'd wake him up, tell him to lower the APR. You know what there I'm talking is. About? Here it goes. No, I don't know who it is. City planners, dirty city planners who will take some money to let me put a body at the bottom of the new first premiere they're going to build in Sioux Falls or something.
So you are the mob.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I run Sioux Falls. Feels.
Yeah, you are the mob. Okay.
I run Sioux Falls. Well, not.
Like, I'm a loose organization of friends.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
doing favors for each other.
At the top, at the very, very top.
At the top of construction.
You
sanitation.
Mentioned that I know a lot of people at the top, so it's funny you bring it up because I do know a lot of people.
And you're not necessarily saying Italian; you could be Albanian.
Well, I'm Jewish. I know a lot That's of people right. up at the top. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Don't let him claim it now.
Well, he just said I'm Jewish. I know a lot of people up at the top. Whoa. Yeah, not, you don't get to be a Jew for this.
I mean, I thought that's why you do it. I'm confused.
I was born the way I was born, man. I didn't have any control, but yeah,
circumcised.
I was born circumcised.
I just want, just in case anyone's like, Ian, your outlandish pirate idea doesn't seem like it holds a lot of water. I just want to hear people talking about.
It's going to hold a lot of water. That body's going to absorb that water like crazy.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
David, time for your second pick.
All right.
All right. He raised his voice.
This is another one that would have to be done late at night, but I think you could get away with it. Did you ever have a community garden at school when you were a child?
Yeah.
Like
oh,
a school
yeah.
garden?
Yes.
I'm going to bury it in the school garden.
Oh,
wow. Elementary school is way easy to break into.
Fucked up. You got people eating corpse tomatoes? You got children eating corpse tomatoes?
First of all, it's good for them.
It is. You've never seen The Lion King, dude? We turn into the dust and the antelope eat the grass. So, yeah.
Yeah.
John just went to see Purple The Lion King on Broadway.
It's a garden planted by children. It's already done slapdash. I could easily pull it up and put it back together in a way that makes it look like children. You know what I mean? Had planted
what, what does slapdash mean? I've never heard that.
What do
quickly,
you mean?
Quickly with haste.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I think quickly with haste means the same thing.
Without
yeah, but
care.
I need things told to me two different ways all the time.
Would you, no part of you, so already now in this scenario, you've killed someone and now you're hiding the body, but you would not be haunted by the notion of a bunch of kids eating like a salad made out of body lettuce? You're fine with it.
No more than I would be having ended someone's life in a brutal manner.
All right.
I don't know.
Doesn't have to be brutal.
In for a penny, in for a pound, right? I'm a bad guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah. Put it right
in. It feels
in
like you've thought it through.
Yeah. Enough. I mean, you know.
In a way, it's a nice thing to give to this person you killed, where it's like, oh, they do immediately go get to be a part of the circle of life.
Yeah, they get to go back ashes to ashes. You get to feed children. And I feel like a lot of those gardens don't even work that well because kids are stupid. So it's just going to get recycled and the kids are going to plant over it the next year.
It doesn't
year.
Really turn they're into edible making, food a lot.
Yeah, they're not making prized cucumbers over there. They're in the second grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just catching garter snakes.
Sean, you just saw The Lion King, the Broadway production.
I did.
Your quick review?
I cried a bunch. It was amazing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Go see The Lion King if you can. God, it was sick.
You guys have it. Yes. I know it's this little underground musical.
That's my review for you. It was dope. Go catch it if you can.
It's up and coming.
Yeah. Get it before you can.
Man, there was some dickhead behind me talking about this British chocolate bar that he got, and he was sharing it with all his buddies. He was so loud. I was close
sharing
to
the chocolate bar or sharing the news?
Sharing the news about it, about where he got it and how, whatever. I was just like, man, shut the fuck up.
That's
like,
awful.
Some of us just want to, it was bugging. And then my wife got bummed at me for getting bummed on him. She's like, he's just having fun. I'm like, yeah, but he's so, you know that when you're just so loud, like you're just talking to the people next to you.
During the show?
No, that's why it didn't get brought up. It was
he can do what he wants then, man.
He was talking, but you were getting pissed at somebody for talking before the show?
It was so loud. The way he was doing
I'm on your side with this, Sean. I feel like I went to dinner with Andy last night and there was like a waitress that was narrating everything she did where it's like every single time I blinked, she'd be like, I'm on your right. She was just telling me what side of my
corner
body she was on. And then I was just getting, and then Andy, because he enjoys watching me get upset started setting her up to tell stories.
Like, that's a good, that's very funny.
It was, I was like, I'm calling a lawyer. I can't believe you're doing this to me right now. Cruel.
That would make, that's like, if Laura would have turned around and asked the dude about the candy bar, it would have diffused me real quick. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I couldn't help but laugh, but I was so mad. She went on for so long.
Yeah, that's awful. Sean, what kind of candy bar was it? Just really quick, do you remember?
I stopped listening.
Prick. Come on!
I have no idea what it was. I couldn't. That guy was insufferable.
Rosebud, time for your second and third picks.
Oh, second and third.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my second is, all right, so it's a little Weekend at Bernie's as well. You put the, let me know if this is stepping on yours, Ian. But okay. I was thinking you put the body on the handlebars of a bike and you start rolling around town in a state with like strong pedestrian laws and
like
you
Berkeley.
Hit a car. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna Tommy boy?
Yeah. You hit a that's car good. and the body goes flying and you go, oh, that's my best friend.
Yep. What did you do?
Yeah. That's good.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That is absolutely brilliant.
Oh no. Rick. Yeah.
Oh my God. That was our last bicycle ride together.
No.
This is where we'd get caught because they can definitely tell how people died, but it's a fun idea until then.
He got shot. A gigantic tank.
Not
was
if
rolling
I
down
suffocate him, right? If I suffocate him, it could be, you know, he scared himself to death.
Yeah. That's how they got Capone.
Yeah.
He was holding a bullet up against his head and the car door shoved it through his forehead.
Dude, he fell onto a bullet.
I love that idea.
Fucking car.
Man, he died before I could say I forgive you for having sex with my wife. That's crazy. But there he is. Got smoked by that car.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Put it on someone else. Absolutely.
See, yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? That scene in Tommy Boy where he shuts the door. He's like, what'd you do? So, dude, that is fantastic. Good on you.
So that was my second. My third one is pot of chili.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, making them into food.
Pot of chili.
I had that one too. The Titus Andronicus.
I figured we'd go later. Bunch of lunatics. I figured that'd go in the
end.
Oh,
no. It's going to get weird.
Yeah. I feel like pot of chili. I felt like pot of chili was more normal. It seems more normal, but.
More normal than a children's garden. I'll give you that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, so a pot of chili, every time I'm eating chili, I'm kind of like, there could be a body in this. I would not know. Yeah. There's so much going on here. And I don't even know if I would care because it's so good.
For sure.
So I feel like if you're eating a pot of chili and it's ever like even crossed your mind, like there could be a dead body in this, you're not going to not take another bite.
Right. You just at that point, you're playing the odds. You're like, probably not, but maybe. And then you keep eating. No
and
one
then,
would stop
exactly,
eating it.
Exactly.
You've already eaten it. Who
so
cares?
I'm just betting on that, you know?
You might hit it with the hot sauce a couple more times just to be like, let me balance that out a little bit.
Right. Just to get that thought out of my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done
but
that,
it's
but
not
it's
about
when
the
like
taste.
Onions or something where I'm like, it's probably not an onion. And I just keep going. I've already had a bunch of onions. Who cares?
Yeah.
This is that. There's that Shakespeare play that like South Park did a riff on where they feed someone to like, and they feed him to his own parents. It's from the Shakespeare play Titus Andronicus.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's a great, like if somebody's a prick, it's a great way to get revenge on them. Huh?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Man,
this is, I'm worried because this is close to my next pick.
Well, let's get to it right now.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. So you guys know how I've been looking into making my own sausage.
Yeah. You're going to grind them up like Play-Doh.
But over the holiday season, I give them out to tons of all my friends.
Like Hillshire Farms?
So I piecemeal it. So like, hey, here's a venison, here's a bratwurst, and here's a mystery. And they, you know, they think it's gator or some shit. But it's like I sausage the body out to a bunch of people who never knew him. They eat him.
And you're not saying the meat. You're not lying.
No, I'm just, it's a mystery. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that one's a little fun. Everybody's like, oh, David, he's so crazy. Remember when he's making wine? Now he's making sausages. What a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you drained the blood. You drained the blood and made it wine. Yeah. Send it to all your friends.
Yeah.
You would have to have made another thing first. That's like a great idea. If it's like first you brew your own beer.
Totally.
That's what I'm saying. And then I make wine in the spring. I kill this dude in the fall. Move. And then by winter, everybody's getting sausages.
Yeah.
And Brilliant. It's already, now I have the, you know what I mean? And it'll be fun, you know what I mean? Because I've thought about it, making wine, you make your own labels, you know what I mean? You bottle it yourself, you cork it yourself. Oh, now this is a fun thing. Now I'm that guy. You know what I mean?
You get to design a graphic.
Right. What does he do out in the shed? He's having fun out there. They don't know I'm grinding up a bookie, or I don't know who the person is.
Have you been thinking about making grinding your own sausage?
And wine.
And wine, really?
Because I made that pawpaw wine a couple of years ago that was not great. And then you remember I used to have that shed back there, and I was temperate enough that I could have done it, but then I was going on tour and stuff. So I've been thinking about making my own wine, and that led, because somebody gave me this peach compote and it was so delicious. And I was like, man, that would be really fun to do by myself. And then that led into, now I have this company, shout out to Gold Star Sausages, black owned, Denver made. And, I love their sausages. And I was like, I think I could be a sausage guy. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sausage king of Denver, dude.
It looks really satisfying to put the fillings in the...
but my question is this. If you have just like a kitchen, it's going to take a long time.
Is it going to take that long? How big is this guy I'm killing?
Lock the door.
You tell me.
Lock the door. Okay.
I think if I was going to kill somebody, it probably wouldn't be a huge guy.
Yeah. Okay.
It wouldn't be a kid, but it would.
I feel like
my mind didn't go there, bud.
You got to butcher.
The way you yelled that.
It's like, no, I wasn't thinking about
it. You would be a kid.
Well, I mean, I'd dress him. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd cut him, let him bleed out on the tarp, all that stuff. Cause nobody thinks I'm a murderer. So in this, I have time. I don't think anybody's going to think I killed this guy.
You're the guy who gives out pralines in the summer. Homemade pralines.
Yeah.
Of course
I roast my own nuts.
Everybody knows you go through phases.
Everybody knows I make my own potpourri and I give it out to the neighborhood.
I remember 2 years ago, you got that smoothie maker, and for like 3 weeks, I was getting a different smoothie on my doorstep every day.
Come on.
You
go, that's, you're a phases I'm giving guy. Out foods to people anyways.
That's great.
And I don't think I bet you wouldn't taste that. If I season it up right, I don't think it would taste like, I don't think you would know.
People I don't want to sound insane,
chicken, right?
I would, if in a in like an alive Pork? Situation, I would eat a person pretty quick. I don't think I would be struggling too hard.
That's not what. Well, that's different.
Well, you just said people. I'm just saying, like, I don't think if somebody was like frozen dead of natural causes or whatever from being out in the wilderness, I don't think it would be that hard. Am I crazy?
If you were about to die in the wilderness?
Yeah, if you're about to die, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I could do it.
It would be harder then because you probably wouldn't be able to cook them.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And you'd probably have to kill them yourself.
I would just go over and freestyle by their thighs.
You're out there eating dude sashimi.
Yeah.
Also, you don't know how your body's going to react to the guilt. You know, like, you might feel you could have guilt and puke it up. Like, and then you've killed a guy and tried and, like, had to build a fire and tried to cook him and probably failed at that. And then finally just ate him raw. And then you're just like, I puked him up for all this was for nothing.
Ate him raw made me laugh pretty hard. Just for everybody who's wondering how old I was.
I'm trying to peel off some of the holiday weight right now. And so you forget when you're really hungry, how it turns you into an animal again pretty quick.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yes, it does.
You know, like, you do start to go back into that, like...
That's after, 10 hours. I mean, imagine 8 days or what. I don't know, however long it is you'd go without food before you, get bugged.
Or Hanukkah, as our people
I can say it. Without a doubt, if I was pregnant, I would eat a man within 2 days.
Two?
Yeah. In the woods. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't think...
Right, because you're extra animal by that, but you're just, everything is so, hormones and instinct.
Are we eating them all, or is it one of these things where it's like, hey, let's both enjoy this flank, brother? tie it off. Are we...
What? You're going to have him eat his own body?
I mean, we both eat him.
You and the guy.
So you're going to say you cut off his foot. That's a lot. How are you going to do that? Is that pure charisma that you can just sell him on this?
I got a rhythm. Yeah.
David's got a really sharp
rhythm into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you don't have to die. Nobody has to die here.
He's getting accurate. Foot.
Right?
Oof. Yeah.
I see. What I was thinking was chop it off at the knee so we could get all that calf.
Yeah
calf I mean, is, that would be
not a lot of meat on
do.
That foot, right? You got to cook it.
You're mostly eating calf right now, heel and toe meat.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a pig's foot where you're like, it's flavorful, but it's not bellyful. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right
yeah,
in the
yeah.
soup.
Yeah.
Split pea soup with a dude foot?
But like, all that shit, all that shit around the tibia fibia.
And bone broth. You know what I
mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The marrow. Suck the marrow out like a Jamaican.
Ooh, now you're glowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. We all really got into this.
You
got
to use the whole buffalo. You got to use the whole buffalo. I mean, I get it.
Sean? We all really committed to
this. Yeah. Everybody's, we're all real okay.
I forgot we were talking about people. Not going to lie.
I'm just getting hungry. Like, well, something sounds good.
At some point, you're just talking about recipes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what you do like, with stuff that you're going to, that you want to taste better.
That's what I would have done with any meat.
Yeah.
Regardless
Sean,
of whether
time
or not.
For your, oh, sorry. Sean, time for your third pick.
I am third or I'm second?
You're third.
I'm third. So it's going third, fourth right now, and then fourth and back to me?
That's correct.
Okay. That's your third pick,
I'm just
right?
trying to see when I get to go again. So I very would cremate the person and then skydive with their ashes and just let the ashes flow.
Oh, that's kind of beautiful.
Yeah. And then you ain't finding. I don't know if they could find a cremated body. I don't know if that's possible. But, you know, I would make sure that the ashes were scattered.
Where
I mean,
is,
that's
just to I don't mean to criticize your picks.
I got a guy. I got people.
Where you, where, you can't just say I got a guy. Where are you cremating this guy?
Well, okay, so this came from, I know a girl that used to live above a morgue, and or a funeral home, not a morgue, sorry, a funeral home. So in my mind, I'm thinking she has access, we sneak in. I don't even know if they do this on site. Now that I'm saying it out loud, they probably don't cremate the bodies at the funeral home. So
no, they do it at crematoriums.
Yeah, so I would find somebody who lived above a crematorium to make my own.
I don't think people traditionally live above crematoriums.
You didn't know this girl. She was
you don't
wild,
know as
so.
Many people at the top.
She, yeah, that's right at the top of a crematorium is where, where I know this person.
Yeah.
They're literally on the top, this one floor up.
I have access to a crematorium, and it's unfortunately, it's Christmas Day or some holiday where nobody would ever be there. And we sneak in. We cremate the body, and then I go skydiving. I've always wanted to do that anyways. This would give me a good reason. And
so
then,
the black oily smoke billowing from the chimney has kind of a festive overtone.
Yeah, a little bit. We'll try to, I'll put
means there's a new pope.
I'll put a green and a red smoke ball up there to kind of mix it, you know, so people are like, oh, look at that.
Green and red smoke ball? Is that what you say?
Yeah. Look at the crematorium just letting it ride.
It's a Rastafari.
And then when I want to jump out of the, when I want to jump out of the airplane with a backpack and they say, normally we don't let people jump out with a backpack, I'd say, it's cool. And then they'd be like, all right.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
They'd be
would
like,
you,
dude,
would you skydive, Sean?
I don't think so now that I have a kid. That, it's a weird thing where that's you're fair. Like, I can't imagine her being like, yeah, dad died because he went skydiving.
Would suck to have to tell
way
me.
Way too much my fault. But I would have. I'd still probably bungee jump. I know it's not a huge difference, but for some reason, I think I would. I think so.
I feel
I don't
like
know.
Skydiving is safer than bungee jumping.
Probably. Yeah, I do.
Seems like it's easier on your back, if nothing else. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I probably wouldn't do either.
That'd be some real exposure therapy for you. Because Sean's afraid of flying. So like doing like some skydiving would have been like fucking take it on.
Yeah. I mean, if they let me get ripped up first, then sure. I'll skydive in a couple that's hours.
Like that's like the one rule.
That you can't be drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know though.
I think the first hell of times they strap you to somebody. So you jump with an instructor strap.
Yeah, my little brother just did it and he was strapped in.
Of course he did.
He's always doing this shit.
Who knows if I would. But in this, if I, you know, back to the wall, I got to get rid of this body. Yeah, I'd probably skydive.
All right. Time for my third pick. This involves a week in a Bernie situation again.
Again. I'm familiar.
I've got
a good movie.
Job.
If you haven't seen Weekend at Bernie's, we're talking about go watch it.
You dress up, they're dressing up a corpse and making people believe he's not dead.
They make him be at a party all week.
Yeah. I got a job at the airport, right?
You sure do? What are you doing at the airport? You handling bags? What are you doing? taking tickets?
I'm this guy. Oh, I actually got two jobs at the airport under two different identities. And this is key to this. So one of them, Ian Carmel, is the guy who flags in planes with the lights, a lot of responsibility. The other guy,
Ian Carmel, the other guy, your twin brother.
Buongiorno Gutierrez is the other name I got it under.
Totally animal, normal.
Right? Little Buongiorno Gutierrez, totally normal.
This is Buongiorno.
And so Buongiorno Gutierrez, baggage handler. One day, Ian and Buongiorno have the same shift. They show up together. Wow, look, there they both are. There's Ian, Buongiorno. And I'm, you know, Buongiorno. Oh, he's sitting down on a on his baggage cart. He's dead. He's dead. Buongiorno's the corpse, okay, in this scenario. Even though I've been going working both of these shifts just to set up the reality that there are two people, I'm flagging a jet engine in.
I see what you're doing.
I'm flagging a jet engine in. Jet engine turns. I run over, grab Buongiorno, toss him right into the jet engine. He gets sucked through.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's on the ground, so nobody on this airplane is dying. But also, I don't believe that you could then autopsy a jet engine dead body. So if I shot this guy, you're never telling. You're never going to find out.
Right.
So yeah, this is sort of an airport situation.
Yeah.
And before anyone gets too judgmental, I do know some people at the top.
Yo, dude, I didn't think you did. Now, are you going to ask everyone on the flight if they need to be where they're going, or are you just going to assume that their time doesn't matter and wipe your ass with it?
This plane, I am wiping my ass with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
In this
That's
scenario.
Smart.
Yeah. No, that's good. That, how fuck would that be, dude, if you're sitting looking out the window?
You can't like, murder somebody in cold blood and throw their body into a jet engine while respecting people's schedules.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like just again, I'm not that kind of guy at that point. I'm sorry you're just not going to make the game. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There'll be more Super Bowls. What do you want?
Maybe I'm doing it on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll make sure I do this on like a Tuesday where it's like, all right, nobody's going to a wedding.
You're not gonna do it on a Friday holiday weekend. Why not?
Damn, all right. Friday holiday week. Well, that's Memorial when it's going to be the busiest.
Go you're killing people. You're killing out. Plans. Dude. Killing
engines.
You have
to do it on a Friday for the Friday news dump. You know what I mean? You don't want to be the story of the week. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's at the Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Friday afternoon.
Smart.
What are you doing Friday night? Coke?
Friday night?
Yeah. Just a bunch of drugs. Having
just
fun.
Just cozy up with a book. A cup of tea.
Yeah.
That was my third pick. Sucked into a jet engine. And we're going to get to my fourth pick right after one more very short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up. It starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to All Fantasy, Everything Already in Progress. Sean's talking about getting a generator.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I'm about to generate my fourth pick.
That's why you're the host, man. Look at you.
Nice.
How about it?
I know. The guy's out here. Green hat.
This one, again, involves knowing some people. But not the kind of people you might think.
How am I going to get my hands on a crematorium? Same way you're going to get a body into that mermaid pit, dude. Knowing people at the top.
Step by step, how I would get that body
in.
So
did I know
somebody. Which was going in at night. In this one, all it's going to take is knowing some artists. I'm going to take the body and I'm going to dip it in bronze. Pull it out.
Oh, like a Han Solo.
Oh my God.
And then it's a statue.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Missing. You know, this guy goes missing. Nobody can find him. We're all so sad. And I'm like, hey, I wish there was something I can do. But the one thing I can do is express myself artistically. And here's a statue of that guy.
I hate to do you like this, Mister. Where are you getting your hands on a crematorium?
Please.
Where are you getting your hands on a vat of bronze?
At the places that have
Cost.
At a bronze at Cost.
Michaels. Yeah. At Michaels.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I never thought of that.
Hobby Lobby.
I mean, Michaels at least has a reference.
Yeah, they could get you. Man, also shout out to Michaels. They just they set me up. Beautiful framing job.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they know what time it is.
$16,000.
It was way more money than I fucking
framing
wanted.
Framing shit
be.
Is so expensive. It's crazy. But then they have to cut the glass. That.
Yeah.
They have to everything has to be cut custom, apparently.
I went in to frame a picture for Laura for Christmas It was a flyer for a show that she just did. We don't have anything of her stuff framed.
It was
my album cover.
It was a
cover.
Fake painting of Martin Luther King and Tupac shaking hands.
It was that Predator
picture, Arnold, rolling.
It was that dude where Arnold and Carl Weathers just shake hands and this, that Predator. I just framed that for.
It was Tony Soprano and Donald Trump riding in a motorcycle together.
So I go in and they're like, all right, so originally it'd be $500, but with the holiday special, it's $140. And I was like, what?
That's awesome.
But first of all, I feel like that's one of those where you're like, you could say whatever you want is what it normally would have cost. You know what I mean? Like you go to the half price store and they're like, normally this polo shirt's $90, but we're giving it to you for $40.
You go to the half price store?
No, it wasn't. It was probably $50. That was a place we had. Maybe it was just a local.
This was for your painting of the Joker, Wyatt Earp, and Barack Obama playing poker.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
Here you go, Laura.
I think that's a brilliant idea, Ian.
Bronze Foundry.
I'm sitting here pissed I didn't come up with that. That's
good.
That's genius.
So it's just an exact statue of the very guy. And I'm finding it at a bronze foundry, Sean. A bronze foundry.
Wait, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a statue of the guy you killed.
It can be. That's what I'm thinking.
I feel like that's where you're going. Okay, so that feels like maybe you haven't thought it out
as much.
You
were such good friends.
Like I'm trying to get caught.
You were such good friends with your bookie that you made a statue of him because nobody could find the body and you missed him
Maybe I'm killing a prominent figure
that
of
works.
Some kind. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, hey, we're also sad about this guy missing, and I've expressed that feeling artistically.
Or it could just
be a statue of anything. It could be a little statue of Frankenstein. Happy Halloween, everybody.
You're going to put the statue somewhere where you drive by it every day and be like, ha, gotcha.
You fool.
Suckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not today, but
I guess once it's it's a male body, I guess I could put sculpt any face I want on there, right? I could put anything.
Yeah.
It could be esoteric.
You could put the Joker. You could put Doc Holliday.
Those are two.
Peter Griffin, you could do.
Because
it's a male body. So, yeah.
Mr. Burns.
You could do Mr. Burns.
That'd be funny. Mm. Yeah. Next time we'll draft people it could be.
Yeah.
Sean, time for your fourth pick.
You know those, there's those those lava pits in Hawaii where the lava is always barely moving.
I swear to God.
God damn it.
I swear to God, I just thought I was like, I need one more pick. And I thought of that. And then you started saying it. That's
really?
So weird. Yes.
That's why this is good. But
yeah,
what I was thinking of is Zach used to get ripped and put on these videos of that lava overtaking cars and cans of Coke or whatever. And I'm just like, it would do a body pretty dirty. Which get rid of that shit like that. Cause you can't dig up that lava. I mean, and also there's nothing left. So I think I'd just lay it peacefully and crack a 40 and just kind of watch it overtake the body, I guess.
Wow.
There has to be millions of bodies under that lava.
I like the kind of Liam Neeson ending on that one.
The beer.
You just sort of cracking open a beer and watching.
A big
your
beer.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Just watching with the work.
Millions of bodies.
No, I'm just saying. It just seems like if you had to, and it's crass to say because there's probably, that's probably, you know, overtaken actual bias. I'm not trying to go there, but yeah. Just saying, if I was trying to get rid of somebody that owed me money, that's what I would do.
Going to Hawaii, finding one of those actors, or Iceland.
It'd be a big cut off your nose to spite your face kind of thing, because I would fly them. Yes, I'd fly that body first class to Hawaii just to bury them in the lava pit because they owe me money.
Because you'd be in such a good mood in Hawaii. You almost wouldn't, you'd be like, you know.
Yeah, I'd be like, whoa, this is where they filmed Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Look at this.
Great.
In some magma. Fantastic.
Yeah.
David, White Lotus. Your fourth pick.
Oh, man. I was going to say volcano, but now I'm fucked.
Yep.
That was one I had, was just
well, cause you can the do timing those volcano is too much. Helicopter tours.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think you can. I don't care if you say it.
So this is not my current reality, but it was at one of my apartments in San Francisco.
Okay.
I'm saying in my blind neighbor's backyard.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's Hitchcockian.
In my blind neighbor's backyard.
Great.
Oh, man. Yeah.
She never went out there.
Why would you? It's just like a colder house if you can't see anything. Go to my colder version of my house.
Every once in a while, her son would come.
Oh, that's sad. Every once in a while.
So just put it in her shed.
In a shed. People would. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd smell it, but what are they going to do?
Yeah, what are they going to do? They're not going to be able to track you down.
She'd probably smell it really fast.
It's not illegal to smell bad.
The scents are heightened, I've heard. The senses.
Yeah, I feel like she'd be the first to smell it.
Yeah, maybe I bury it in her backyard then. Yeah. That might be better.
I'd
she's here in the shovel, but at least that, it's like, whatever.
Were you just going to throw it in there?
I was just going to put it back there.
This is all making me laugh for sexual reasons. It's very funny if you listen.
Did you say
I'd bury it in her backyard, and then Rosebud said something. You're like, maybe I just put it back there. It's funny to me.
Oh, because of the anal sex?
I'm very immature. Yeah,
that's what you're about? I'm talking about murder, Sean.
Is that what you're about, Sean?
We're talking about murder.
You're that kind of guy? Okay, fucking cool.
I'm talking about life and death right now,
yeah.
Sean.
This
I'm
is
married to
stakes.
An alive woman, so okay.
I just killed a guy.
Damn.
And knocked his body over a fence.
But also, she was old, so I think I could bury it at night and it wouldn't be that big a deal. Because we'd be outside drinking and partying sometimes, and she wouldn't be like, you know what I mean?
She's buried over a few nights,
If anything, I have some friends partying, and I sneak over and bury it while my friends are partying next door.
One question.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a dog?
No, she didn't have any animals.
Nice. Nice. Well, then I see no flaws on this point.
You thought the ass got the dog?
Yeah.
Blame it on an invalid.
Oh.
Love that.
Rosebud, time for your fourth and then your final picks, as it is a serpentine draft.
Damn, I'm curious. I don't know. I got to get a fourth.
All right. My last one. Okay. Well, I'd have to befriend a puppeteer. I would have.
Kidding me.
Yeah,
I would have to befriend
crazy.
A puppeteer.
I like this. I see where you're going.
And I'm talking about a serious puppeteer. I'm not talking about like some children's mall puppeteer. I'm talking
some
about
would
somebody.
Say an act nearly as difficult as murder itself.
Exactly.
There might be
somebody
a couple
exactly. Who might have worked on The Lion King, which Sean recently saw.
We got a big right. Puppeteer crowd. Hit up Rosebud.
Yeah. I need someone Julie Taymor level
yes.
Puppeteering. And I place the body. They have to teach me everything they know. So there's going to be an apprenticeship. There's going to be a lot of, you know, prep work for this. But I place the body on the rooftop of the tallest building in whatever city I happen to be in or they happen to be in. And I call the cops and I say, I'm up here. This guy's threatening to jump. And, the cops gather at the, and I'm talking him down the whole time while I'm doing all the puppeteering.
Rick, so, you have so much to live for.
Yes. So there's a whole scenario going back and forth. And then, you know, obviously he jumps and everybody just goes, damn.
Yeah.
This woman was a hero. She did her best.
I like that. I not like it fault. Because you come out on top. This isn't just
that's
a neutral end. You actually, your life gets better for having killed this man.
And I got people saying, it's not your fault. They're like coming over to you and saying, hey, I just want to make sure that you know this isn't
That's
your
what
fault.
I was, yeah, they. It's I kill two birds, really.
Yeah.
One is a man who jumps from a building, and then the other is my own guilt. It assuages any sort of guilt that I might have had.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Also, you're kind of like the Bradley Cooper murder here, because now you've also learned how the skill to do puppeteering, like how he learned how to cook. You could just go do for whatever movie that was, or maestroing for Maestro.
Yeah, you I might have found a new now. Career.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. You might be a gifted marionettist.
Mm-hmm. You hit a body, but and you found yourself.
I think it's going to be a period of time before I can tell people that I do it, because, you know, people can put one
obviously,
or two together.
Yeah. You don't want them to put it together.
I had so much grief after I failed to talk that guy down that I just needed to pour myself into a hobby. And I actually found puppeteering.
You know what?
Soothing.
I felt like if I was pulling the strings, it would have been different.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. That's brilliant.
That makes sense.
So there you go. That's
I love
that's,
it. I love it. I love
Hell
it.
Yeah.
I love
and
it.
And your final pick.
Oh, my final pick.
Yeah, that's where I am too. I'm scrambling.
Yeah, me too.
I am scrambling. I think a wood chipper. I think I would just do it as like a subtle nod to Fargo.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Although it's not very subtle. It's a bloody endeavor.
If you're not standing there like that dude was, you know, just put something over your face. That dude didn't think it through, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I mean, it was almost like he wanted it all over him.
Almost like he was crazy.
I don't like a lot of mess, but I do feel like, you know, wood chipper, it's, you know, it gets rid of the body.
It does.
It does it. It does it.
There ain't nobody.
The letterbox community would have your back afterwards. Even if you did get caught, they'd be like, no, this was a beautiful homage to film, you know?
Right. Yeah. And then also, I'm feeding the animals.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Absolutely. Wood chipper. I love it. David, your final pick.
I'd go up to the Colorado-Wyoming border to one of those fireworks stands and set the whole thing ablaze.
Wow.
Everybody's going down. I'll go down for arson, not murder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'll take the heat. Why'd you blow up that fireworks store? Why wouldn't I? It's really cool.
You get caught on manslaughter, though.
How do
they
know?
There's a body in there.
I don't know that guy.
If you cop to doing the firework thing and they find the body in there, then you're going to be like, oh, shit, you're still getting hit on manslaughter.
No, then you just say, and then you're like, oh, no, I didn't do it. I was kidding. And then you're good.
Yeah, okay, it wasn't a Shaggy's defense. It wasn't me. How do they know that? Those things don't have fucking security cameras. Have you ever been
Absolutely
to one of those?
Absolutely not.
It's basically just a trailer.
We used to drive up to them. It was a tent. We wouldn't even like up in
Washington. In the Northwest? Yeah, in Washington State, they're just tents. Oh, man. Tents. Also, shout out to all the Native American reservations that let me buy fireworks as a child.
Yes. Basically dynamite.
All 10, baby. Yeah. I'm a survivor. Just blow them up in a firework explosion.
I love it.
And granted, Sean that Jordan. Wasn't, I didn't have one. Yeah, I'm not going to explain it.
No. Sean?
Helicopter ride as far up I can get Mount Everest and then just dump it out the North Face or whatever, wherever people don't go.
You can't ride. Helicopters don't work that high.
As far up as I can get. How high can I get?
Oh, I don't know. But I think Mount Everest, I think they don't work in the air.
Yeah, not Everest.
There.
What about... like Mount Fuji or something.
In Japan?
What if you just climbed?
It's a very populated, people go up there a lot.
I'm trying to think of the place they don't go. It's somewhere where it never thaws. So I didn't know they didn't work up to forever. I'm like, why don't people just take helicopter rides up to this? I had no idea they didn't work up there. Damn, I'm going to get caught.
You could just like hike up Everest and say your friend was drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
You know,
people
and carry
die
on your
up
back.
There all the time, yeah.
I got to get the guy up. See, I like how I'm trying to be realistic with this scenario. I'm like, how am I going to get this body up there? I get a team together. I get a team of in-shape folks, very oxygen-oriented folks at the top.
Oxygen-oriented.
A lot of folks to breathe there. Get them up there. And then we take the body off the beaten path and just leave it like it's a air tank or something.
I think that's good.
We put it in a giant air tank as far up as I can hike on Mount Everest. We hide it in a giant air tank that's empty. There we go.
Great.
All right. Why do you have to put it in the tank?
Because they, aren't there a bunch of cashed out air tanks up there because people litter like crazy now? Isn't that like a problem at the top of Everest?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
could
a big garbage issue.
Could a person fit in an air tank, though? I'm confused.
No. The kind of air I'm going to need to get up there, they sure could. I'm going to need a whole bunch, but maybe some helium mixed in there.
On this one, on my final pick, I don't know that I'm not getting caught on this one.
We're all in jail together telling these stories.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
These are just us sitting there playing cards in jail.
Yeah.
None of us are good at killing.
Or hiding bodies.
Or hiding bodies.
The New York Philharmonic Symphony, right?
Sure.
They're playing NY Phil. They're doing a show with a piano at the center of it. So they're all gathered there. You know, they're doing warming up.
Playing Heart and Soul.
The pianist walks out.
A little bit of Heart and Soul.
No, that's a different song.
Damn.
Bows to the audience. Sits down at the piano. Cracks his knuckles. Starts to play. But it's like, ding dong, glong, ding dong, glong. It doesn't sound right. What's going on here? Why
What's
the
it sound like
not
again?
Working?
What's it sound like?
Ding dong, glong, glong, ding dong, glong.
Doesn't even sound like a piano.
Doesn't even sound like a piano. Sounds like
sounds like Wile E. Coyote got a hold of it.
Yeah.
Sounds like Dothraki. Sorry, I just started watching Game of Thrones. I've been trying to put it in.
David, I'm here for it. But...
You want the culture to come back to you.
Yeah, that was my plan.
You lift up the lid of this beautiful grand piano.
The lid?
Body in there. Yeah, the lid.
They call it the lid?
Is there a different term?
It seems a little pedestrian for a piano.
The audience calls it the lid.
Yeah, yeah. They might have an Italian word for it, but like you lift it up, body in there. Oh, I hit it inside the piano.
Damn.
I like that.
You pin it on the pianist.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Pinning it on the pianist. Great. Or, you know, it's just like, it's also just such a audacious place to hide a body where you know they're going to find that body. That I think all the story around it, you know what I mean? Like, I have nothing to do with the film, this situation.
You can put a tuxedo on it?
And,
yeah.
And you got, the story is not going to be who put the body there, really. They're going to be like, look at how horribly embarrassed this pianist was.
Yeah.
His recital.
It was his big shot.
One chance.
Maybe it's Carnegie Hall. I don't know exactly where this is happening.
Gotta be Carnegie.
Probably Carnegie Hall. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like outraged and embarrassed, and he flies back to, you know, the Netherlands where he's from. And maybe we start a rumor on Twitter that he was also on the Epstein list. And now all of a sudden this guy's every finger's pointing in his direction for all sorts of reasons.
You've drawn the heat away from yourself.
Yeah. You go air.
Yeah, you find a way to get him on that flight log and you're set.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I might be good anyway. Hands clean.
There we go. I was going to say, someone needs to laugh so everybody knows we're kidding.
I know.
We're getting
really
so
started
serious.
To feel like when we were talking about eating a person.
This whole thing has made me far more comfortable than I like.
Yeah. I don't
like, I didn't, I was never upset or like.
I'm real calm. No. I got a nice resting heart rate right now. I'm good.
Yeah, I never felt bad.
The most upset I got during this entire thing is when we were talking about pimple popping videos.
I got to tell you guys, when we were like texting ideas back and forth and I was just threw out places to hide a body, like, I was like, that's going to bum them all out. And all of you were like, that's great. Let's
David,
do that.
I was David like, goes, this is gonna be fun. Exciting.
Oh, yeah, because I was on a plane. I was on the plane when you guys were texting, and I'm not buying the Wi-Fi anymore. Kiss my ass. I'm not doing it anymore.
It's
I'm sick
trash.
Of that shit.
I bought
it's
it one time. Delta? Not worth
it. Goes, yeah, it goes out sometime. Well, here's what, and this is not interesting. I found out United will status match, so I think I'm going to jump ship.
What?
Are you for real?
We can talk about it.
Status match?
Dude, I got to get out of there. Delta is, I feel
it sucks.
Betrayed.
It sucks.
By the new, the way they changed the medallion system?
Yeah, everything. It's trash now. And the last three flights I've been on, I haven't had Wi-Fi.
Oh, where they're like sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, sorry,
it's
out.
It's a new
I'm
plane
like,
or whatever. Yeah.
I'm like, shut up. I'm just get the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Fix it.
It's 2023. We're in the sky.
They all got liquor, so I'm cool. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'll get you anywhere. A lot of emails to no one.
Isaac, where would you hide a body?
This is tough. This is really tough because I've never considered murder or crime. But
sure,
I would
you haven't, but
Right.
I would hide in plain sight. So I would do this on Halloween, on October 31st.
I know when
dress up the body as a vampire, lower it into a coffin, and then lower that into the ground, and no one would bat an eye because it's Halloween. It's like, oh, it must be part of the decoration.
In a graveyard or in someone's yard?
In someone's yard.
I mean,
why not?
Christmas rolled around, they'd be like, this guy needs to get his decorations in order.
Yeah. You do it in Florida, they're just going to assume he's somebody's dad drunk.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And it's part of the whole gimmick and it's part of the prank.
I like it.
Yeah, that's Halloween. Awesome.
Perfect.
I could see it being a very well-dressed vampire too. You'd put some time in, huh?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'd make sure.
Isaac's great. Using Halloween to hide a body. But to recap, Rosebud, you went first and you took under your mother's home on bike handlebars, and then you get into a wreck with a car in a pot of chili, puppeting them off of a very tall building and then into the wood chipper there from Fargo.
Yes.
David, you went second. You were putting the body in someone else's grave on top of their coffin.
I peaked early.
Under the ground in a children's community garden, you're making people sausage, hucking them into your blind neighbor's backyard, or burying them. Either way, we'll see. And then putting them in the firework stand and then setting that on fire.
Yes.
Sean, you went third. You took deep in the ocean, in a cement foundation, skydiving with their ashes, tossed into the magma of a volcano,
and thrown out of a,
or brought up on a mountain, and then left there. I went last. I took the bodies exhibit, putting the body in the bodies exhibit, dressed up like a pirate in an aquarium, sucked into a jet engine, cast in bronze, and in a grand piano.
Love it. Love it.
Fantastic places to hide bodies all. We want to hear your ideas. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com.
I don't know if we need all these ideas.
What? No, send them in.
No, I'm kidding.
Let's see them.
Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon, the AFE Shislackity, the AFE subreddit. Thank you so much to Rosebud Baker for being here.
Yeah, seriously, thank you. This is dope. Well,
again, you can see her special on Comedy Central's YouTube, Whiskey Fists, on Verified Stand Up on Netflix. On the road soonish. Yeah, not soon, but soonish. You keep an eye on her Instagram.
Yeah, pay attention. That's a good way to find out.
I go on tour in May, but I just got the routing and I'm like, I'm figuring out when I'm going to announce it. So
Watch Saturday Night Live. Watch Life After Beth. Anything else we can steer people towards?
Netflix Verified. We already said that.
Yeah, we said that.
That's it.
Can't hurt to say it again. Go watch it. Go watch it.
Go see it. Shout out to super producer Isaac on the ones and twos.
Yeah, buddy.
Putting bodies in coffins on Halloween. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackity!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.